And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And I have to tell you, we have been talking with our tax expert. Not only is she a tax expert, she's also, by the way, a CPA, a lawyer, and her name is Patricia Gentile. Fighting the good fight is what she's doing for all of us. And Patricia, we have so much to talk about. Let's get going. Welcome back to the program. DOGE is up at it again. And what is going on with the IRS and DOGE? Please, please, please do tell.
Good morning, Frankie, and thank you. I love being on your program. And boy, they're keeping us full of all kinds of news to relay to your listeners. Let's start with the fact that DOGE did issue out, and it had been reported that they were going to issue out to the IRS last Thursday. I think that was February 20th. They were going to issue to 6,000 IRS employees who were in the probational period of their employment, what everybody is calling pink slips. But and then CNN sent out their news headline was IRS expected to fire. And, you know, bottom line, they are letting them go. And they did. Because the very next day, on Friday, the very next day, I had a colleague of the Taxpayer Defense Institute that I'm a member of, consulting member, and I'm also on the advisory board, actually email the group and say that he was contacted by an auditor, an IRS auditor, stating that the case, his client's case, that he was representing his client in this audit has been postponed indefinitely because the auditor, who was only with the IRS for 8 months at that point, had been let go. And they were going to be reassigning her caseload. So that's why the audit was postponed indefinitely, because they're in the middle of reassigning the workload of any of these 6,000 employees. But I wanted to put in perspective that it was back in 2022 and 2023 where Congress had appropriated $80 billion to the IRS to be used over a 10-year period, of which 65% of that $80 billion the IRS was going to use for hiring 87,000 employees.
Yes, so, I remember that, yes.
And so they weren't hired all at once. This was supposed to be over a 10-year period beginning in 2023. And what I've researched and read, that they ended up hiring, at least to date, now we're talking over the past couple of years, starting in 2023, and here we are in 2025, 10,000. 65%, I will say, the 65% of that, of the 87,000 employees that were supposed to be hired over these 10 years was going towards enforcement, tax compliance and enforcement area, employees in that area. That'd be audit, that'd be collections, and possibly in the criminal area as well. But at this point, they hired 10,000. We're looking at, now when you think about it, that 6,000 in these slips went out last week. 10,000 new employees were hired in by the IRS over the past couple of years. So it's really those that had come on in 2024, pretty much, because this auditor that had been let go, that my colleague had assigned to his client's audit case, had been there 8 months at that point. And
from what I've heard, it's just the people that were just hired in the last year, within the last year, or the first to go. And yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, what they're calling probation period. And and I don't know what the IRS's probation period is, but I would definitely say a year, because they need a lot of training, these employees.
Yes, yes.
And they really do.
You know what's so sad about all of this is that there has been, we all know that government jobs can be slack off jobs. And everyone that gets a government job, people are like, oh, you're set for life. Well, obviously, that's what DOGE is fighting. But there are government workers that are intricate for keeping this country safe and keeping us all where we need to be. And there is this fine line, Patricia. And, you know, that's the question. Is this jeopardizing the IRS?
Yeah, I don't think so. You're talking only 6,000 employees nationwide, and they, you know, employees come and go anyway, and their cases get reassigned to other employees. I also want to mention that $80 billion that was appropriated was reduced to $60 billion, which is great. So, you know, that's $20 billion less. That ended up being reduced within the past couple of years of that being fought by different, you know, Congress members, et cetera. You know, Frankie, I don't see that being a problem at all. I wanted to mention also the fact that the emails that are being reported on the news that federal employees, I've read all federal workers are getting this notice, but specifically in terms of the IRS, I have another colleague of the Taxpayer Defense Institute who actually emailed over the weekend that a revenue officer that she's worked with actually said that he got the email himself where he's being asked, and like I said, I heard all federal employees now are getting this email, and that's been the big news over the past few days about clarification what these emails are about. The emails was simply asking the federal employee to describe the five duties that they performed in their job over the past week. If they did not respond, the email does say that if they did not respond, then it would be an automatic resignation. So I saw President Trump's news conference last night where reporters were asking for clarification. And he was saying, we don't know if a federal employee has moved out of the country, is on vacation, is actually not even working, because of course a lot of them are working from home still, and so what they're trying to reach out and find is who's around and who's really doing the job, and hopefully the good ones will do the email and stay with the IRS department. I mean, I can think of five things I've already done in the performance of my work this morning in 3 hours before we're speaking. And I don't see that being a big problem.
I also think there's so many pieces to this story. And I think that what's happening is that the Band-Aid instead of being slowly taken off, is being ripped off. And that's part of the problem, is that people are like in shock. Is this really happening? And Democrats and Republicans and everybody is like talking about this and, you know, up in arms over it. I think that the end, though, is going to be great for all of us, because isn't it about saving money and getting more efficient and effective with our results?
Yes. And there is no doubt this is rapid movement. Rapid movement on the part of our new administration.
Yes. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Give us the best website and your new podcast, please.
Oh, thank you. NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. And my podcast is Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned, Frankie Boyer.